朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我们常常就是第一个就反应出来，我的老我就出来了。
A lot of time, our immediate response, that very first response, is our old self.
然后我们埋怨，我们生气，我们沮丧，我们有很多负面的情绪。
We complain, we're angry, and we fall into despair. A lot of these negative emotions.
可是当我们真经历基督的替代，不再是我，乃是主。
When we truly experience this substitution, this exchange of Christ, that is no longer I but Christ.
你发现从前我们从来不跟人家道歉的，现在会跟人家道歉。
You discover I never used to say I'm sorry, but now I can say those words.
哦，甚至这次明明是对方错，我们居然主动去和好了。
And obviously it's the other person's fault, but I took the initiative to make peace.
弟兄姊妹，这叫不再是我，是主。
Our brothers and sisters, this is what it meant, that it is no longer I but Christ.
从来不敢在教会开口祷告的。
I used to be so timid, I never dared to open up my mouth and pray at church.
我们现在学习顺服主，拿掉自己的面子，拿掉自己的自觉，起来赞美主。
And I'm willing to obey the Lord and put down my own pride, and I want to come and proclaim the praises of the Lord.
从前我要怎么花钱，怎么做决定，我自己做定就是了。
And time passed, however I spend my money, however I spend my resources, I own that decision.
哦，现在我们回去祷告了，我们不一样了。
And now I'm willing to pray, I'm willing to ask the Lord, I'm no longer the same.
弟兄姊妹，这个讲到基督的替代，不再是我，乃是主。
This is what is meant by the substitution of Christ, that is no longer I, but Christ.
如果迦南地是讲在基督里，
If Canaan is to represent being in Christ,
我们要能够真活在基督里，你就必须是不再是我，乃是基督。
And for us to really be able to live in Christ, it has to be no longer I, isn't that correct?
所以为什么过约旦河是进迦南地的必经之路？
This is the reason why crossing the River Jordan is a necessary pathway to enter into Canaan.
为什么过约旦河是基督徒要得胜的必经之路？
And this is the reason why going past the River Jordan is the pathway, necessary pathway for victory.
河东的两个半支派就非常可惜。
And those who are on the east of the River Jordan, they fall in such tragedy.
他们要住在约旦河的东边，不肯过约旦河。
And these two tribes, they want to stay put on the east side of the river. They didn't want to cross over.
他们只要神的祝福。
They only wanted the blessings of the Lord.
但是他们不要主自己。
They did not want the Lord himself.
他们看见基列地可以牧放羊群，可以为妇人孩子筑城，他们说这就是我们的地，我们不过河了。
They say the land of Gilead is sufficient for us. It is abundant. It is enough to sustain my family. We don't need to cross over.
所以你去读以色列的历史，河东两个半支派一直受到仇敌的搅扰。
So you come to discover those two tribes on the east side of the river, time and time again, they were under the oppression of the enemy.
他们最先亡国。
They were the first ones to fall.
到今天都还没有恢复，还在约旦的手下。
And to this very day, they have not been restored.
好，弟兄姊妹，我们今天在主的面前，所有的拣选太重要了。
Brothers and sisters, all of our choosing in the Lord, they are so important.
整个约旦河要解决的问题就是我这个人的问题。
The problem that the River Jordan wants to resolve is the problem with self.
所以属灵道路上面的男主，生命成长的男主，神祝福的男主，常常不是别人，就是我。
So our greatest obstacle.To pursue in the Lord, to grow in the Lord, oftentimes it's not a person or a thing that are external, but we ourselves.
第二个，我们来到了耶利哥平原。
And secondly, you know, we see that they come to the plain of Jericho.
好，我们要很快的读一下经文啊，在耶利哥的平原上发生的这几件事。
We're going to read it very quickly. There are a couple important events that have happened.
我今天不是每一个事都要细讲啊。
And I cannot go into detail of every single one of these items.
就跟你在上战场的时候。
Just like when you enter into a battlefield.
我把枪给你，把军装给你，把头盔给你，把什么东西给你， 这个不是现在才开始做的。
And I give you a weapon, I give you a gun, I give you the armor. This is not something that you do now.
我们平常就讲了，平常就应该要有的认识和装备。
And we talk about these things so that in your ordinary days, you know what these things are, you are equipped.
只是你要打仗的话，这几件事都太重要了。
And so when you come and enter into warfare, all of a sudden these things become very important.
我们很快的读一下约翰福约书亚记第五章。
And quickly, we're going to come and read Joshua chapter 5.
耶和华吩咐约书亚说你制造火石刀第二次给以色列人行割礼国民都受完了割礼耶和华对约书亚说我今日将埃及的羞辱从你们身上滚去了因此那地方名叫吉甲吉甲就是滚去的意思
All that at that time the Lord said to Joshua make flint knives for yourselves and circumcise the sons of Israel again the second timeSo it was, when they have finished circumcising all the people, then the Lord said to Joshua, This day I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you. Therefore the name of the place is called Gilgal to this day. It means to roll away.
第十节，以色列人在吉甲安营，正月十四日晚上，在耶利哥的平原守逾越节。逾越节的次日，他们就吃了那地的出产。正当那日吃无酵饼和红的谷，他们吃了那地的出产。第二日，玛纳就止住了，以色列人也不再有玛纳了。
Now the children of Israel camped in Gilgal, and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at twilight.On the plains of Jericho, and they ate the produce of the land on the day after the Passover, unleavened bread and the parched grain, on the very same day. Then the manna ceased on the day after they had eaten the produce of the land, and the children of Israel no longer had manna.
十三节，约书亚靠近耶利哥的时候，举目观看，不料有一个人手里拔出来的刀。对面站立，约书亚到他那里问他说：“你是帮助我们呢，是帮助我们的敌人呢？”他回答说：“不是的，我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。”约书亚就伏伏在地下拜说：“我主有什么话吩咐仆人？”
Verse 13, and it came to pass when Joshua was on, it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him.With his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, Are you for us or for our adversaries? And he said, No, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshiped and said to him, What does my Lord say to his servant?
十五节，耶和华军队的元帅对约书亚说，把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站的地方是圣的。约书亚就照着行了。
Verse 15, then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, Take your sandal off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy. And Joshua did so.
好，我们在这里看这四件事。
And we want to come and look at these four things.
这四件事情对每一个基督徒要过得胜的生活都很重要。
Again, these four things are very, very important for us to live a victorious life.
原谅我说哈。这个四面受敌却不被困住。
Forgive me for saying this, we are pressed on all sides, but we are not, are not bound.
呀，东西南北都是仇敌，都是困境。
You look north, south, east, west, there are enemies all around you.
好像没路走的时候。
As if there's no way out.
底下我们要讲的这四件事情，任何一件事情都可以让你突破重围。
And I want to tell you these four things that I will come and illustrate and talk about will allow you to find a way out.
这个叫做属灵极假的经历。
And this is the spiritual experience at the land of Gilgal.
我们每一个人都需要在这几个的经历和认识上要很 solid, 要很结实。
And every single one of us, we need to have a very personal, very solid experience of every one of these things.
不然你会很多的时候不知道自己为什么那么软弱。
And oftentimes you'll come to ponder, why am I so weak?
不知道为什么不能得胜。
Why is it that I can't live a victorious life?
或是我们下一个小时新人门训要讲的怎么样子走出灵命的低谷，很多时候我们落在低谷里面。
And the next hour, the new and discipleship on the Chinese ministry side, how do I come and walk out of the spiritual valley?
在这里第一件事情讲到在吉甲受割礼就是要滚去肉体除去羞辱
And the very first event that we saw was the circumcision at Gilgal It's the roll away of the flesh to get rid of the reproach
我们知道受割礼一方面来说是神跟亚伯拉罕跟神的百姓立约的记号。
And we know circumcision, is a covenant that the Lord has made with, Abraham and his descendants.
但是另外一方面它不光只是一个记号。
On the other hand, it is not just a mark.
它背后有非常重要的属灵意义。
There's significant spiritual meaning behind circumcision.
不然这个记号为什么不刻在手上，每一个人都看得到？
Why is it then that this mark is not on your arm that everyone can see?
因为在这里有它属灵的意义在。
Because there is spiritual significance to circumcision.
所以对割礼最好的解释从新约。
So the best explanation for circumcision comes to us through the New Testament.
我们看哥罗西书第二章十一节。
We come and look at Colossians chapter 2 verse 11.
他说你们在他里面也受了不是人手所行的割礼，乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。
And verse 11 it says, In him you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ.
所以新约让我们看见的旧约真正的意义是什么？
So the New Testament allow us to come, to understand the meaning of the story in the Old Testament.
所以保罗也说真割礼不是外面的，是里面的。
And so Paul says this time and again that true circumcision is not outward but internal.
真的割礼不是人手所行的，乃是基督为我们做的。
But the true circumcision is not done by the hands of man but what Christ has done.
真的割礼不在于外面切去什么，而是在让我们脱离肉体情欲。
The true circumcision, it is not really a cutting away of the outward, but that we would be severed from our lust and our flesh.
所以从新约里面我们知道割礼不是只为了男人的。
And we know that circumcision is not just for men through the New Testament.
所有神的儿女们都需要经过割礼。
Every child of God must be circumcised.
所以弟兄姊妹割礼说到滚去我们的肉体。
And again, circumcision speaks of this rolling away, undoing of the flesh.
除去我们的羞辱。
And to remove the reproach that is in us.
所以我们这个人老亚当的生命所有的表现思想言行各种都叫做肉体。
The old Adamic life, all of its expressions is the flesh.
所以在这里肉体它的确有它很坏的一面。
And we know that the flesh has its very ugly side.
我们的情欲我们的败坏我们的骄傲我们的诡诈我们的自我这些都是肉体的表现。
Our lust, our corruption, our pride, our selfishness, these are all of the flesh. We know that.
这个叫做低档的肉体low quality.
These are the low quality of the flesh.
那还有高档的肉体。
And there are also high qualities of the flesh.
别人夸我们很温柔很有爱心很体贴很勤劳很多很多的夸奖。
And a lot of people will come give us accolades about our gentleness and that we're very diligent and maybe a lot of things that they praise us for.
弟兄姊妹被别人夸也要小心的。
And you got to be careful when you are receivingaccolades from someone.
因为神看不是根据外面的行为，而是根据里面生命的源头。
Because when God sees us, He doesn't see us from the outside. He sees the source of what's on the inside.
两个都很有爱心，一个是从他天然的爱心出来，一个是从基督的爱出来。这两个是在神眼中完全不一样。
Two people outwardly exhibit love, but one exhibits or lives out that love from his own flesh versus one that is loving.Through Christ, these two loves are absolutely different.
神在乎生命的源头，在乎胜过我们外面的表现。
God cares about the source of that life, surpasses the, what is seen on the outside.
真是基督活出来，当然讨神喜悦。
If it is truly Christ and Christ is lived out, the Lord God is pleased.
你不是基督你可以活得令人喜欢。
And if it's not of Christ, you can live in such a way that the world admires it.
人家都夸奖你但是神不夸奖。
Everybody would say great job, but God would withhold his praise.
所以弟兄姊妹这个肉体实在是一个很狡猾的一个很可怕它永远跟着我们的。
And the flesh is trickery, it always kind of sneaks around and follows behind us.
所以我不光在地位上在这个我的身份上借着受浸我在基督里再也不一样了我是新造的。
Positionally, we come to understand that as we are baptized, that I am no longer the same, I am of a new creation.
我不需要再过约旦河，但是我需要常常被带回到基甲来。
I don't need to go through this repeated experience of going crossing the River Jordan, but I need to be brought back to Gilgal again and again.
我需要在我的生活、我的言行、我的思想、我的情感、我各方面要被显明什么是出于神的，什么不是出于神。
In my life, in my words, in my emotions, in my attitudes, I need to be revealed. It needs to be revealed whether they are of the Lord or not.
啊，所以以前。我曾经说过，当然我不好意思再说，因为怕得罪人，但是 我自己觉得 90% 以上的人 90% 活在肉体里面。
And I know I've said this before, and I don't say this to offend anyone, but I think 90% of the time, 90% of the people, 90% of the time live in the flesh.
至少在我们出信的时候，刚开始走路的时候还不认识这个真理的时候。
Perhaps really at the beginning of us coming to faith in Christ, we didn't really understand the spiritual truth.
我们很不小心就活在肉体里面。
And unknowingly, we kind of just wander off into this realm of living off the flesh.
不是很不小心，很自然的就活在肉体。
And actually, it's not that we are not careful. It's just very naturally we live out of the flesh.
我们要很小心、很用心才活在属灵里面。
And we have to be very diligent, very careful. Then we're living in the spirit of God.
我们太容易表现自我了。
And it's so easy for us to live as ourselves.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是今天神在我们身上一个很重要的救恩。他把肉体和肉体的邪情私欲都已经钉在十字架上。
Friends, this is a wonderful salvation that Christ has accomplished, that He has crucified the lust of the flesh and thereof on the cross.
因为神不要这个。
Because God says, I don't want any of this.
神要我们成为一般不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人。
That we will be a people that is not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit of God.
所以刚才我们讲了对割礼最好的解释。哥罗西书，现在我们讲对肉体最好的诠释，最好的解释。罗马书第八章六到八节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 6 to 8. It describes us, tells us the description of the flesh.
我们自己读过就好了哈。体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命和平安。原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法也是不能服，而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。
But to be carnally minded or fleshly is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, but it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be.
所以你要晓得属肉体不是小事情。
And so you need to come to understand that being of the flesh is not a small thing.
他不能得神喜欢也就算了。
It cannot please God. And you say, okay, that's not so bad.
他是与神为仇的。
But you need to understand you are at enmity with God.
而且你体贴肉体，结果就是死。
And the consequences of being subject to the flesh is death.
第二件事情，他们在这里发生的就是在耶利哥平原守逾越节。
And then we come and discover that as they came and crossed over, the second thing that they did was observe the Passover.
我用一句话来表达，就是我们要稳踏羔羊救赎的根基。
And my summary for this very act of celebrating the Passover is standing firmly on the redemptive foundation of the Lamb.
所有属灵的征战。
Every spiritual battle,
所有我们的生活侍奉
area of our lives, the way we serve,
我们都离不开宝血。
We cannot be separated from the blood of Christ.
没有耶稣基督的宝血
without the precious blood,
我们这个人不可能在神面前势立得住，站立得住。
There's no way any one of us can stand before God.
你觉得你得胜也好，你觉得你失败也好，我们都需要宝血。
Whether you feel that you're standing well, you're victorious, or whether you have failed, we all need the blood of the Lamb.
就算你最近非常爱主，每一个人都说你好，你也需要宝血。
And even though you feel like I love the Lord these days, and everybody says yes, you do love the Lord, you still need the blood of the Lamb.
就算我们最近非常失败，我们自己都恨恶自己，我们当然需要宝血。
Or even if I failed to the extent that I even hate myself.We still need the blood of the Lamb.
因为我们是借着耶稣的血得以进入至圣所。
Because it is through the blood of Jesus Christ that we are able to enter into the holies of holies.
我想宝血的信息我们讲了很多，我就不多说了啊。
And I'm not going to expound more and more. We talk about this quite a bit here.
但是借着耶利哥上守逾越节，一方面让我们看见所有征战。得胜的根基跟根据都是借着耶稣的宝血。
And again, we see that the foundation of every victory.Is through the blood of the Lamb.
弟兄们胜过他是因为什么？ 羔羊的血。
The brethren overcame through the blood of the lamb.
弟兄们能胜过他，因为羔羊的血。
The brethren are able to overcome because of the blood of the lamb.
和他自己所见证的道。
And the word of their testimony.
所以全能是在血有一首诗歌我们很喜欢唱的
There's a wonderful hymn that we often sing The power is the blood
power, 算了没有空唱了 Power in the blood
There is power, there's power There's power in the blood
好第三件事情
And thirdly
他们吃完逾越节宴席以后 第二天开始他们开始吃迦南地的土产
And after they celebrated the Passover They began to eat the produce of the land
马纳就不再降了。
And from that day on, manna no longer came.
好，弟兄姊妹，神让他们开始吃迦南地各式各样的土产。
Now God allowed them to begin to enjoy all the produce of Canaan.
生命记第九章告诉我们，那里有葡萄树、橄榄树、无花果树，还有什么大麦、小麦，各式各样的丰富。
Deuteronomy tells us that the abundance, the fullness, the vine, the grapes, and the barley, and the wheat, and it's just the abundance of the produce of the land.
我们小的时候。还是婴孩的时候要靠灵奶
And when we're still young, we need spiritual milk.
我们必须吃奶，不能吃干粮
And we can only but drink milk. We can't eat solid food.
希伯来书的作者也告诉我们，成人那一般必须吃奶，不能吃干粮的人
And the book author of Hebrew also used this illustration that there are some that can only drink milk that cannot eat solid food.
因为他说，唯有长大成人的人才能吃干粮
So all those who are grown and mature, can they now eat solid food?
保罗也说，我从前不能够用饭喂你们，只能够用奶喂你们，到今天还是这样。
Paul also used that analogy that I wasn't able to feed you with solid food, but only milk. To this very day, you're still the same.
讲到我们的生命不够成熟，不够成长。
And these verses tells us that our life has not yet matured. We have not yet grown.
今天我们在迦南地。
We are now here in the land of Canaan.
神让我们享受基督一切的丰富。
To come to enjoy all the fullness that is in Christ.
借着吃主喝主，享受基督各样的丰满。
That through eating Him and drinking of Him, we can enjoy all the fullness that is in Christ.
所以当我们吃主喝主吃饱了，我们才可能有力量征战。
And then when we have the Lord, we are satisfied with the Lord, then we would have the strength to fight.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有想过，你三天不吃饭会是什么样子
？Brother and sister, have you ever thought about what you would be like if you haven't eaten for 3 days?
一个礼拜只吃一顿饭，你会不会饿
？Let's say one week you only ate one meal, would you be hungry?
很多弟兄姊妹一个礼拜就吃一顿饭，只有礼拜天来聚会。
We only eat once a week. We come on Sundays.
平常不读经、不祷告、不聚会。
Most of the time, I don't really come to the Word of God. I don't really, come to the assembly with other saints.
你没有正常的吃主喝主，你怎么可能健康？怎么可能成长？怎么可能征战？怎么可能得胜
？I don't eat of the Lord. I don't drink of the Lord on a regular basis. How is it possible that we have the strength to fight?
所以从前的粮食都是按时降下来的。
So in time past, all the food that they need came in its due season.
现在我们自己要去收割，自己来。享受的。
Now they need to be engaged. They now need to go and lay hold of the produce to enjoy it.
所以我们一定要成长，一定要会吃。
So, brothers and sisters, I want to say that we need to know how to grow. We need to know how to eat.
对你们年轻人实在不需要讲，你们要会吃哈。我发现你们年轻人好会吃。
I know for all the young people in our midst to tell you, you need to learn how to eat. That is something very, very obvious because I come to discover all the young people in our church know how to eat.
海鲜该吃哪一家？牛排该吃哪一家？珍珠奶茶该到哪一家？你们都懂。
You guys all know where to go for seafood, for a steak, or for boba.You know the right places to go.
我们舍不得买，你们都舍得买。
And the things that we can't spend money on, we don't want to spend money on. You're willing to spend money on.
弟兄姊妹，属灵上有没有胃口啊
？But spiritually, do you have a spiritual appetite?
要爱慕纯净的灵奶，要爱慕属灵的粮食，像你爱慕这些珍珠奶茶、牛排什么的。
To love the pure word of God, the spiritual word of God, the milk and the solid food of God, just like you would love boba.
你不用举手，你这两天真的有灵修吗？
You don't need to raise your hands, but did you spend spiritual quality time, devotional time with the Lord?
在你灵修里面、小组聚会里面、刚才的唱诗里面，我们吃到了什么没有
？In your devotion time, in our time of worship, corporate worship, in your personal reading of the Word of God, have you eaten anything?
我们满足吗？我们得到力量吗
？Are you satisfied? Are you strengthened?
所以每一次来聚会，一定要跟主要句话，要可以吃下去的。
So every time you come and gather in the house of God, you need to come and ask the Lord, Lord, give me something that I can come and eat of you.
不要空空的来，空空的回去。
Don't come empty-handed and don't leave empty-handed.
太重要了。
It is so important.
所以吃 讲到享受，吃讲到联合。
And an ability to eat speaks of enjoyment, speaks of union with Christ.
中国话说你吃什么像什么。
And there's a Chinese saying that no matter whatever you eat, you become what you eat.
你的健康由你吃的东西决定的。
Your health is determined by what you eat.
所以我们属灵的健康决定由我们吃的东西决定。
And I will tell you, our spiritual health has everything to do with what we eat spiritually.
我们属灵生活享不享受决定跟我们吃的东西有关的。
Whether we have good quality of our spiritual growth, our spiritual life, has everything to do with what we eat spiritually.
对不对？很多人拿吃当作 therapy, 当作治疗。
And a lot of people now realize and understand what I eat becomes therapy for me.
所以我讲到讲杂的，于师母就请我去吃一顿饭，可以医治我心里面挫折感。
So every time I mess up, as I preach, Pastor Nancy would take me out to a good meal to comfort me.
好，弟兄姊妹，这个吃讲到享受，吃讲到联合，所吃的东西成为我的生命，成为我的营养，成为我的力量。
And again, to be able to eat speaks of enjoyment, speaks of this union, that whatever I eat becomes my health, becomes my strength.
在基督里吃不完的。
That in Christ, it is a buffet. You can't finish all the food.
神家不应该贫穷，神儿女不应该饥荒。
There is no deficiency in the house of God. There should not be any famine in the house of God.
圣经太丰富了，讲话的神更丰富。
The word of God, the scripture is full of abundance. And is so the one who speaks to the Lord God.
内住的基督更丰富， He is all and in all.
The Christ who dwells in us, He's even more abundant. He is all and in all.
第四件事情。
Fourthly,
他要征战前跟神相遇。
We come to find that before this battle, he had an encounter with God.
他降服在神的面前。
And he surrendered to the Lord God.
我们很习惯的一件事情。
And something that we are all accustomed to, very...
就会要问，你是来帮助我的，是来帮助我们的仇敌。
Very natural for us to come and ask and say, Look, are you for us, or are you for my adversary?
你发现这位元帅
You come to discover that this commander,
神的儿子在这里回答他,
the Son of God responded.
完全不照他问的问题回答。
He did not respond according to his question.
你是来帮助我还是帮助仇敌？照理说只有两个答案。
Are you for us or for adversary? There should only be two answers, right?
回答他说 No.
And the answer was no.
我不是来帮助你的，也不是帮助仇敌的，我是来做元帅的。
I'm not here to help you. I'm not here for your adversary. I am here to be the commander.
哦，弟兄姊妹，如果我们不让主居首位的话
，If we do not allow the Lord to have the first place,
你要他来帮助你去做恶吗
？You want to ask him to come and help you to do evil?
你要他帮助你去做违背神旨意的事吗
？Do you want him to come and assist you to do the things that is against the will of God?
所以主根本不回答这个问题。
So God will not answer that question.
我来是做元帅的。
He says, I've come to be the commander.
把你的鞋子脱下来，这是圣地。
Take off your shoes because this is holy ground.
啊，这些经文都太宝贵了。
Brothers and sisters, these words are so precious.
哪里有神显现，哪里就是圣地；哪里有神显现，哪里就是至圣所。
Where there is the presence of God, it is holy ground. Where there is the presence of God, it is the holy of holies.
哪里要遇见神，就要脱掉所有属地的沾染。
And wherever you meet God, you need to take off everything that is in direct contact with the world.
所以与元首相遇，一方面叫我们持定元首。
And again, to be united with the commander, with the head, is so that we would hold fast to the head.
以免让我们看见我们得胜有余。
For us to be able to see that I am more than able to overcome.
由他做元帅。
Because he is the commander.
不可能失败。
There's no way I could fail.
因为征战的胜败不在乎人多人少，乃在乎耶和华。
Because the victory is not given to those who have are dependent on numbers but of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我没有时间多讲这四件事情。
And again, these four things.
这是几甲。
Gilgal.
我们每一个人都有自己的几甲。
Every single one of us have our own personal experience of Gilgal.
因为这里面的每一件事情都可以让我这个人杀出重围。
Because every one of these things is able to allow me to overcome and to fight through.
不管让我胜过肉体也好
，rather for me to overcome the flesh，
不管让我站在基督伟大救赎的根基上也好
，whether I stand on the foundation of the wonderful salvation of Jesus Christ，
他的爱、他的血都让我跨胜。
His love, His blood allows me to proclaim his victory.
或者我们在基督里享受他，吃他，喝他，与他联合。
Or that for me to enjoy Christ, to be in him, that he would be my sustenance, that I am united with him.
或者在我目前的处境上，我持定元首，让他来带领。
And that no matter where I am, I'm holding fast to my commander. He will lead.
那个决定不一样。
Brothers and sisters, it will be absolutely different the way we live.
所以我讲完这个故事就结束了。南北战争。有一场很关键性的战役上
And now I come to the conclusion of a message today that in the Civil War here of America, there was a key battle.
林肯旁边的一个将军问他说不是在那里说不知道明天这场 战役神会不会站在我们神会站在哪一边
The general asked President Lincoln, I don't know tomorrow on this battleground whether the Lord is going to be on our side.
就跟你们看足球对不对
It's just like when you guys watch football, right?
加州的基督徒为加州赢祷告，东岸的为东岸赢祷告，是吧
？The Christian on the West Coast, we pray for the team on the West Coast. Those who are on the East Coast, pray for the team on the East Coast.
神会不会站我们这一边
？Would the Lord be on our side? Go Niners.
林肯回答说：“我从来不担心神站不站在我们这一边。
”But Lincoln said, "I never worry whether God is on our side."
我只担心我们有没有站在神的这一边。
But I worry whether we are standing on God's side.
弟兄姊妹，想过得胜生活吗
？Brothers, do you want to live a victorious life?
到底有没有 let God be God?
Are you willing to let God be God?
有没有让神得到他该得的地位
？Are you willing to allow God to have His rightful place?
在我的难处征战中来依靠他。
That in all of my troubles and all of my battles, that I would lean on Him.
我们最后一起读一段经文就结束。这也是我们等一下波饼要读的，我就现在一起读了。
Let's come and read this verse together. Is the oil we're going to come to the Lord's table with?
哥罗西书
Colossians
第二章
Chapter 2
9到12节
Verses 9 through 11
刚才我们 刚才我们所讲的这几个点都在这里。
So everything that we talked about just now is all encompassed in these verses.
第九节、第十节，因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面，你们在他里面也得了丰盛。他是各样执政掌权者的元首。
Verse 9 and 10, for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power.
十一节，你们在他里面也受了不是人手所行的割礼，乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。你们既受洗与他一同埋葬，也就在此与他一同复活，都因信那叫他从死里复活神的功用。
Verses 11 and 12. In him you were also circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ.Buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead.
你发现何等的奇妙
And you discover how marvelous.
旧约百姓们
The Old Testament, the people of God.
的历史的经历
And their history, what they have experienced.
在新约里面，我们都被带到一个属天更真实的境界里面来经历它。
In the New Testament, we are brought into the spiritual reality to experience the same thing.
所有所讲的这几点都是讲到基督。
Every single one of these points we talked about today speaks of Christ.
过约旦河跟基督发生关系。
When we cross the River Jordan, has everything to do with Christ.
行割礼除去肉体跟基督发生关系。
The circumcision at Gilgal, the rolling away of the flesh, has everything to do with Christ.
逾越节跟基督发生关系。
Keeping of the Passover has everything to do with Christ.
迦南地一切的丰富，吃主喝主享受主，跟基督发生关系。
To begin to enjoy all the fullness, the produce of Canaan, has everything to do with the Lord.
持定元首跟基督发生关系
and encountering and holding fast to the commander has everything to do with the Lord.
这是整个约书亚记都在讲进到基督里
and the entire book of Joshua is telling us how to enter into Christ.
所以基督磐石，我所稳踏，其他地位都是流沙。
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。